I didn't even realize I was wasting $415 a month until I downloaded Rocket Money. I thought I had my finances under control until the app laid out all my spending and categorized it for me. Takeout, shopping, and unused subscriptions were quietly draining my account. And as a result, my savings took a back seat. But Rocket Money doesn't just tell you what you're wasting money on. It takes action to save you money. First, the app looks at your income and monthly expenses and calculates how much you can safely spend each day to stay under budget. Rocket Money also finds and cancels unwanted subscriptions for you and even negotiates better rates on your bills so you have more money in your pocket. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. It's time to simplify your finances and take control of your money. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Joining us now on the line is former ambassador to the UN, John Bolton. Good day to have him here to give us sort of a lay of the land following these attacks in Istanbul. Ambassador Bolton, thank you so much for joining us.
Glad to do it. Glad to be with you.
All right. So we are now beginning to get more information about these attacks. But I guess the thing that is very evident to everybody in this country is that ISIS wants to hit soft targets, and it seems likely that they really want to do that here as well.
Well, and I think the Director of National Intelligence, General Clapper, has obviously an Obama administration appointee, has been testifying in public sessions up on the Hill that the international terrorist threat today is equal to or greater than it was before 9/11. He has said publicly, as has CIA Director John Brennan, that ISIS has infiltrated terrorists into Europe, and we have every reason to think they've made it here as well. This attack in Istanbul looked very much like the attack on Brussels. Word out of Turkey today is they've arrested 13 people, including three foreigners, also points to ISIS rather than the radical Kurdish faction. So I think, you know, we're coming up on the 4th of July weekend here. If I were a terrorist, I'd certainly pick a major holiday like that in the United States. If I had the capacity to put suicide bombers on the ground, you know, if you've been in a TSA screening line recently, you know how long they are. The terrorist just gets in line with everybody else, gets halfway through, detonates then. That's the most vulnerable point while you're waiting to go through the security line.
Ambassador, so good to talk with you. What is your approach or thoughts on Secretary of State John Kerry for boasting about the success in the fight against ISIS and very recently? Just give me your two cents on how disgusting that is.
Yeah, exactly. Well, he's obviously not listening to the intelligence briefings he should be getting every day or several times a day. Look, this has been a propaganda line by this administration since Benghazi, if not before. The president has never believed that it's a global war on terror. He thinks it's a law enforcement matter. He thinks it's like a low-grade infection. We're always going to have it. And I truly believe what Obama, Clinton, and Kerry, the whole line of foreign policy in this administration, have believed is the worst, as bad as a terrorist attack is, even worse is what they would call an American overreaction. And so if you can sell to the people out in the country with hay in their hair that everything's okay, nothing to worry about, you're trying to minimize an overreaction. It's the same reason they won't use the phrase radical Islamic terrorism, because those rubes out in the country are just not as smart as they are. And you know, if we tell them the truth, they'll overreact. That, to me, is actually the worst part of the administration, their disdain for average Americans.
You know, the Benghazi report came out this week, and there was one thing that I saw it, I said, oh, I've got to ask Ambassador Bolton about this next time I'm on. We've always wondered why it was the UN ambassador, Susan Rice, who was sent out to speak on the Sunday talk shows and who promulgated this idea that this was about a video, an internet video, that it was not a terrorist attack. It was some kind of spontaneous protest that developed over an internet video. We wondered why that was. And the reports were sort of revealed that apparently they asked the Secretary of State and she didn't respond. They mm-hmm. then went to the National Security Advisor, Tom Donilon, and he declined. And I don't blame him because he didn't want to go out there and tell that lie. Mm-hmm. And then they turned to Susan Rice. Were you always surprised by the fact that Susan Rice was the person who was sent out to do that? You sat in that seat. You know what that job is. Were you surprised by that?
I was stunned by it. I mean, look, it's a wonderful job. It's an important job. It has absolutely nothing to do with oversight of American personnel in Libya. And Susan Rice herself, you know, wrote an op-ed in the Washington Post when her nomination to be Secretary of State collapsed over what she said about the Mohammed video on those five Sunday talk shows. And I've just got one phrase from it I want to read, and it's her explanation why she ended up on those shows rather than Clinton. She says this. On that day, that Sunday, Secretary of State Hillary Clinton was unavailable after a grueling week.
Mm.
Oh,
yeah. Well,
grueling week.
Didn't she have
Hillary?
The head injury?
Yeah.
But I think that this is a polite way, a very diplomatic way of saying Hillary wasn't up to it.
Well, did you have any other reaction to the report in total?
Well, I think it was fascinating that I believe this is new information in the report, that on the night of September the 11th, they had this two-hour meeting of the deputies of the National Security Council, although it did include Hillary Clinton, apparently by secure phone, not to talk about what their military options were in terms of protecting Americans, and a point I always stress, not just in Benghazi, not just in Tripoli, all over the Middle East from potential new attacks the next day. No, that's not what they were talking about. They were talking about what their public line was going to be. I mean, that to me says it all about what this administration's priorities are and Secretary Clinton's.
Well, it's like trying to nail Jell-O to the wall. You know, they couldn't get him on this. But Homeland Security Chairman Representative Mike McCaul said that she, in reference to Hillary Clinton, she is the architect of this foreign policy that has led to the creation of ISIS. I think that it's a very important point to make. It led to this Arab Spring that became the winter where Benghazi occurred. What is your take on those remarks?
I think he's right on target. I mean, look, this is Hillary Clinton wants to run for Barack Obama's third term. She's going to have to answer for his first two terms. And she was critical. She was the architect of his policies. You can read her memoir, Hard Choices, all 600 grindingly tedious pages of it, as I have. You can't find a dime's worth of difference between them, in her own words. Now, those who think that Hillary will be better on foreign policy, that she's more hawkish, will be tougher. Look, that's an urban legend. She will be a third Obama term on national security policy. I think she will on domestic policy, too. So she wants to debate national security. I say bring it on.
Okay, any thoughts on the Brexit vote?
Well, you know, they're just fascinating new developments in London this morning. Boris Johnson, who was expected to be, if not the leader of the Conservative Party going forward, at least one of the final candidates, took himself out of the race this morning, stunning everybody in Britain. So the effects of this revolution are really still bubbling around in London. The Labour Party leader has lost a vote of confidence of his own party. This is the kind of shakeup in the political system I think we could stand in this country.
Do you see parallels between what's happening in the UK and what's happening in America right now?
I think there are parallels. I think you had the middle class and the working class in Britain rejecting the idea of this distant, unaccountable, opaque government in Brussels, this super state they're trying to create there. And what for the Brits, what they see in Brussels, I think Americans see in Washington. So get your pitchforks.
All right, we're going to leave it right there. Ambassador John Bolton, former ambassador to the United Nations, it is always a pleasure to have you.
Thank you,
Glad
Ambassador.
Glad to be here. Thanks so much.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to get stronger just around the corner, so you can give everything you've got. Whether you want to crush a few reps before class with our expanded strength equipment or sweat it out on your way home from work, with over 2,800 locations, there's a Planet Fitness close to you, and most are open 24 hours. Join the club today and get your first month free. Just $1 down, $15 a month. No commitment. Deal ends Friday, February 13th. You coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.